Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we continue in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 68. We read, "Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes." You know, the beauty is knowing that God is good. This truly is the basic essential fact concerning God. In fact, in Psalm 73, we read, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such that are of a clean heart." The beauty is that we need to always remember this. It's very important. In fact, I think it's vital for us to remember how good God is. We need to fix this thought in our hearts. For Satan is always challenging us concerning this fact that God is good. You know, when you look, if God was, you know, at the world around us, we so often hear, if God is so good, why do we have such wars running all the time and crime running in our streets? And you might think the circumstances of our life may indicate otherwise that God is good. You might ask yourself or think, why do I suffer so much? Or why do my friends suffer so much? Or why am I in this situation? Well, we see also in Psalm 73, the same question was asked. In verse 2 of Psalm 73, he says, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had slipped, for I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Really what he was saying, he was close to disasters. See, what had happened to him, his eyes got off of God. And he began to look at people and certainly their situation. He became envious of the sinners and he saw the prosperity of the wicked. You know, as you go on here in the Psalm 73, you might want to read it over. It doesn't seem like they even have painful deaths. You know, in fact, it tells us that they're not troubled by other men. And these are not, of course, we know, our true statement. But when you get your eyes off to the Lord and you start listening to the voice of Satan, those thoughts get in your head that the fact that God is good, he tries to build out and shows what the world has to offer, and you get discouraged. And the psalmist, Psalm 73 says, "My feet almost slipped when I looked around." He goes on in Psalm 73 and he describes the wicked for us, how they're proud, they're violent, they're actually fat and glutton, they're corrupt and they're filthy mouth, and they really blaspheme God. You know, how people play up to them and they're envy of them. And then finally, it tells us in Psalm 73, he goes, they say, "How does God know?" They stand there and they challenge God, yet their riches increase. And so he was, you know, mind-boggled when he looked around. He says, "Well, God is good." He says, "But my feet almost slipped when I looked around." And the conscious that of this that caused near disaster, he says, "It doesn't make sense to me." He says, "For I have cleansed my heart." Or otherwise, it doesn't pay to be a Christian. And that's what he was saying. "I have so much trouble. I should just give up." You know, when I thought to know this, it was just too painful for me. My mind is playing way too many games. Maybe you've been there before. How did he get this painful to this painful place? Simple. He got his eyes off of God. He got his eyes off of God and unto the circumstances. So many times we blame God for our circumstances, which are truly our own fault if you really are honest with ourselves. We weren't seeking his guidance and we made some not very smart moves, and then we want to blame him for the consequences. You know, the thing is interesting, as he spoke about the wicked, he says how they don't even experience pain at death. You know, they don't even deal with the trouble as other men do with trouble. The fact is, death is painful. I don't know if you've ever been to along the bedside of those who have died, but you know, those who don't know God, that you can look in their eyes, it seems like they have no hope. But yet, here he was listening to the lies, and he finds himself in a place of despair. But the good thing in Psalm 73. He finds the answer to his dilemma. He finds his answer. He says, when I went into the sanctuary of God. I think, how many have entered into the doors of church, beaten down by Satan, discouraged, defeated? Then the Spirit of God begins to minister to them. It seems like as they listen to the message of the preacher or the pastor, they say, hey, this was just designed for me. Because in Psalm 73, it says, now I understood. Then I understood. How many times the Spirit gives us understanding. And how many times that we begin to understand the end of the wicked if they don't choose to follow the Lord. How foolish and ignorant were my thoughts, he says, of my envy. And then he concludes there in Psalm 73. He says, God is continually with me. He holds me by his right hand. He guides me with his counsel and is leading me to his eternal glory. Truly, God is good. Even as we see here in our psalm, in verse number 68, he says that, Lord, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Help me not to get my eyes off of you. Remind me of that eternal state that you have waiting for me, where I'll be with you forever and ever. Lord, help us to remind us, Lord, help us to remember that we're just passing through, to keep our eyes on the prize. The prize is to be with you for eternity. And just the promise that Jesus said, that when you go away, that you're going away to build us a mansion. And when you said that, you said also that you will come again. In fact, that you said that, Lord, is the promise that we all have, that when you said that, you wouldn't tell us this if this wasn't true. Because truly you are good, and you do as good. And we know this to be true, oh dear Lord, when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on a cross, to take our punishment of our sin upon him. And that we praise you this evening. And Lord, help us just to sing your praises each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe you're finding yourself in a difficult situation, almost to a point where you want to blame God for the situation. I would hope and pray that you would get your eyes back onto the Lord, that you would stay fixed on him, because truly God is good. That's his nature, and he does good. And if you ever doubt that, if you ever wonder about the goodness of God, all you have to do is look at Calvary, look at the cross, and you'll know, and you'll echo the same praise that this psalm says, that God is good. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.